Welcome back to this extended edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker, and I'm joined here with Catherine Collinson. We've been speaking with our excellent guests, Cindy Hounsell and Mary Beth Franklin, two superb experts in issues pertaining to women and their retirement security outlook and what they can do to optimize the prospects for a more secure, sound retirement. Mary Beth, I asked Cindy earlier why she thought these critical issues have been not discussed. They were barely mentioned in the noise of so many other issues that were brought up during the campaign. Mary Beth, what do you think? Why is everybody afraid to get close to this issue of retirement security?
I was astounded that retirement security was not a bigger issue during that campaign. And in fact, Social Security didn't even come up until the third presidential debate. Face it, politicians, even if they say they're not politicians, don't like to give people bad news. And so Donald Trump promised to protect Social Security with no details, but no one's talking about how to finance this. Even under current rules, we have a financing problem going forward. If you're talking about expanding it, you've got a bigger problem. When are we going to get details and who's going to start?
So what can women do right now? We recognize there's a problem. Well, at least we recognize. I'm not sure that the broader public fully recognizes the magnitude of the problem. How do we get our word out? The last time I checked, I don't think this statistic is controversial, but women account for roughly half of the population. We're not an insignificant portion of the group. How do we bring this to the forefront in a way that's accessible to women, that we can start talking about it and affecting more positive change?
That's what we've been trying to do for 20 years, Catherine. And I think maybe the moment has come because people seem to be so much more interested in the issues. So I'm very hopeful that that will happen. And there's a lot more information out there to help people.
I want to touch briefly on the issue of Medicare. You have to enroll for Medicare Part B by 65. And yet Social Security now, the retirement age is 66. That can create a lot of confusion, and really both are pretty critical to optimizing retirement income.
Well, I'll start and say that we mentioned that Social Security perhaps doesn't fit the modern American family, and Medicare doesn't really fit the modern American workforce because the enrollment age is 65, but as you mentioned, Greg, full retirement age for Social Security is 66. So we don't have that natural trigger anymore to know we have to sign up for Medicare at 65. Now, if I collect Social Security early, I'm automatically enrolled at 65 in Medicare. But if I have not yet collected Social Security and say I'm still working, I might not know that I have to enroll in Medicare. There are exceptions. If I still have health insurance through my employer, I can delay until I stop working. But if I don't, there is a penalty of 10% per year for every year I'm eligible to enroll in Medicare B and I don't. Say I wait till 70 and enroll, I have a 50% monthly penalty for the rest of my life. And I think Cindy can talk about some of the details and what some members of Congress want to do about that.
There is a bill on Capitol Hill, the Benz Act, and I think that probably stands a good chance of going someplace next year because there's the largest group of people that have ever been penalized. There's close to a million people. And a lot of that comes from not being notified. And so there would have to be notification. I'm sure the bill will get changed before it's reintroduced, but I think it makes a lot of sense. Plus the fact that so many people are working small businesses, so then they're affected differently, so they can be penalized without knowing it. The rules are not really clear. And the other thing is being on COBRA and thinking that COBRA acts as a bona fide health care plan, and so you're penalized for being on COBRA and not signing up. So it's very confusing. I've already probably confused even more people. But there will be help in the future.
Well, our government doesn't make it easy, does it? But all the more reason for people to get informed. I think the biggest obstacle is this, that they somehow don't invest the time to get the information they need for in relation to their own particular circumstances. But it's there. It's out there. And the notion that somehow it's just going to work out at the end of your working life, and somehow Social Security will start pouring in, and your pension or your 401k, and that's going to, you really need to put pen to paper. You need to know where you stand. You need to know what you need, and do it yourself.
You know, Greg, there's a lot of talk of one of the ways people will improve their retirement security is to continue to work. A lot of older people are starting their own business. But I find a lot of them fall into this trap where they say, well, I'm just going to hold my income down really low so I don't have to pay a lot of taxes, which also means they're not paying much into Social Security, which may come back to bite them in retirement. Remember, when you're funding the Social Security system, you're funding your future benefit. So look closely at how you claim that income.
Well, a common theme that I've heard through all of this, which I think is a really good takeaway for our listeners, is we need to simplify things. We have so many opportunities within reach as individuals in terms of using calculators to calculate our savings, retirement savings needs and goals, to simplifying things, programs that are available that are either too complicated, confusing, or with the Savers Credit, people just don't know about. So until we can simplify things, or at least call upon the authors of such programs to simplify them in a manner that raises awareness and people can access them, things that we all can do to help spread the word and outreach is boil things down into simple terms and just promote them as much as possible. That can go a long step towards raising awareness. And a common theme, and I'm looking at Cindy, and we've talked about it for many years now, one of the most important things we all can do is just make it easier to understand.
Excellent point, Catherine. And another point I'd like to emphasize is that people, particularly young people, should start saving for retirement as soon as possible. And people who are in retirement may want to wait as late as possible to collect Social Security.
If our country needs another high-level task force to sort out these issues and to get this figured out, I've got three ideal candidates. We've got Mary Beth Franklin, who, again, you bring such insight into the issue of Social Security optimization and very practical insights in that. So thank you for joining us. Cindy Hounsell, founder and president of WISER, that's the Women's Institute for a Secure Retirement, and our very own Catherine Collinson, who leads the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies in the Transamerica Institute, all, by the way, WISER heroes. This has been a terrific edition, and hopefully we've provided a lot for our listeners to think about, and women in particular out there. It's about getting informed, getting the information you need, accessing the available resources available at WISER, available through Mary Beth Franklin's book, Maximizing Your Social Security Retirement Benefits. It's an ebook at investmentnews.com. And, of course, through the Transamerica Institute and all the great stuff you provide, Catherine Collinson. That's all we have time for. And, again, thank you for joining this very special edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.
And I'm Catherine Collinson.